Warning. The information you are about to hear is not for the naive or unknowing and could cause you to think about what is going on around you. This is your only warning, and if you keep listening, you will be doing so at your own risk. And know that you are about to find out how your freedoms are being lost every day. You are listening to Bob and DeBerry right here on the Late Great USA Show. Bob is the self-proclaimed voice of freedom and logic. So if either of these offend you, do not listen. And now, here's Bob.
Hey, everybody. It's Bob here. It's Wednesday night. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And how is everybody out there tonight? I'm not in my normal upbeat mood as of yet. Maybe I might get into it here in a minute. But I'm still trying to digest the president's speech last night and going through today listening to all the contradictions and all the different takes on the speech. And it really has got me somewhat confused, depressed, upbeat. I mean, I got so many emotions going around in this little bubblehead of mine, I don't even know which one I really, really want to call my own. It sounded pretty good. A lot of things he said sounded pretty good. But then when you think of what our forefathers, with their infinite wisdom, set forth in building this country and laying the groundwork and the foundation, what he said flies in the face of a lot of the principles that they developed that were successful. You know, some people say we've seen the best days of this country, and quite frankly, I could be one of them. Because while we've gone through a lot of difficulties in this country in the past, we've never been at odds internally as much as we are this time. And what I mean by that is, I hope, obvious to most of you. We have never, as citizens, been asked to bail out big businesses or companies who have made bad decisions. We have never stood by in the past and watched people be rewarded for bad decisions at our expense. We have never been abused by big business as we are now by the banks who are wanting us and our tax money to bail them out, by the credit card companies who are increasing our rates and restricting our credit limits only to protect themselves. And I think those things are a big contributing factor to why this country is not going to rebound as it has in the past. It was never, that I can remember, and I can remember quite a few bumps in the road we've had, to where we had such internal turmoil. We were always united, and quite frankly, we're not united. We're not united at all. And if anybody wants to stand out on the street corner or stand up on a podium and tell you we are, then they're lying to you, because we're not. How in the world can we be united when they want to take our tax money to help auto industries develop energy-efficient cars that they should have been developing years ago instead of flying around in Lear jets or paying millions of dollars in bonuses and all that? Or, as far as that goes, even paying $70 and $80 an hour to workers. That's even almost illogical and unreasonable. So why do we have to bail them out now to create energy-efficient cars? We gave up on that idea a long time ago. And so now that it's become a big issue because we want to stay ahead of the curve, which I'm not sure we're there, by the way, but we want to pretend like we're ahead of the curve, they come to us and ask us to give them money to help them stay there? It just really, really, really doesn't make any sense to me. And it's really got me quite disgusted, for lack of a better word. Totally, totally disgusted. So, that being said, let me remind you that our call-in number worldwide is 888-815-9756. That is 888-815-9756. And I do ask you to go to my website, which is bobandeberry.com. That's all one word, bobandeberry, D-E-B-A-R-Y.com. And support the people who support this show, which are Timeshares Always, Florida Reservation Service, and Astoria Financial Solutions. And I will tell you a little bit about them later on. Anyway, listening to the president speak last night and thinking about where are we really? You know, let's even forget so much about the stores closing and businesses laying off. And by the way, with stores closing, let me just bring you a few things from a month ago. Eddie Bauer, they closed a lot of stores. They've already closed 27 as of last month. Cash clothing stores, Cachet closed the stores. A women's retailer announced it was closing 20 to 23 stores this year. Lane Bryant, Fashion Bug, Catherine's closing 150 stores nationwide. The owner or retailers of Lane Bryant's and Fashion Bugs and Catherine's plus sizes will close about 150 underperforming stores. They as of last month, they hadn't provided a list of which ones yet. Talbot, J. Jill is closing stores about a month ago. Talbot's announced it will be shutting down all 78 of its kids and men's stores. Gap has been around forever, closing 85 stores. Old Navy and Banana Republic. Foot Locker is going to close 140 stores. Zales, 82 stores by July 31st of this year. Disney store, Disney is going to close some of its retail outlets. Now, that's almost a whole different story because I'm not a big Disney fan. And that while they're going to close their stores and lay off some of the people who need jobs, I didn't see where they were going to cut any executive salaries. So that's kind of that's the way it's going. We're not cutting the fat. We're cutting the people who really need the jobs. Children's Place is filing for bankruptcy. Home Depot had some bad economic losses. CompUSA is closed. Well, it's been closed for, what, 10 months now? But every time I go by the store, it's actually open. Circuit City is closing. Macy's is closing a few stores. Movie Gallery. Sprint Nextel, even, is closing some of their retail outlets. JCPenney's, Lowe's, and Office Depot announced they are going to scale back, and what that means, we don't know. Ethan Allen, the interior company, they're going to close. Sharper Image recently filed for bankruptcy. Sharper Image has been around a long time. Does anybody know about Sharper Image? They did some really cool, neat, future-type stuff that was really a big deal at one time. And it started out as a catalog, but then it went into retail outlets. KB Toys is closing some stores. Dillard's to close some more stores. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And we are told that we need to be ready for harder times. And yet, as long as we keep doing this bailout, we keep giving money, the harder times are never going to go away. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. It's like when a boat is sinking, you plug in one hole while another one springs up. I mean, you just got to keep plugging all the holes because, you know, the Titanic. Look at all they did, and it sank anyway. And that thing was supposed to be unsinkable, and I think that's a good comparison right there. The Roman Empire, let's go back. I mean, we are not immune to being destroyed. And I don't mean by enemy. I mean by ourselves. The Titanic was sank because of its flaws and the builders. They made some calculated errors. Roman Empire. Look what happened with that. And this country just scares me. It really does. It scares me. It really worries me because we're just relying too much on the government, and the government is relying too much on big business, and I just think that's a joke. I got two notices this week myself from credit card companies, both of which I've been a good customer with. I know you guys have heard the story. It's nothing new. How they're changing rates, changing fees, and these are probably backed by banks that just got finished coming to us basically and asking for us to loan them money. Give them money. And then they turn around, and the thank you that we get, the gratitude we get, is not, shall I say, lesser fees or better customer service or cheaper rates or anything, cheaper interest rates. No, our thanks is, screw you. We're going to charge you more, we're going to take more from you, and we're going to treat you worse. And that's basically, as I see, the mentality of this bailout, stimulus, government intervention, or government intrusion, whichever way you want to look at it. Granted, we definitely need some reform of our health care. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. However, if you think about everything I'm saying, it all goes back to one thing, greed. Greed is what's motivating all of this. It has motivated all of this, and it's finally caught up with itself. Greed has finally become its own worst enemy. My wife went to the hospital the other day to have some. She had some pains in the chest. She went in. Boy, boom, as soon as she ran in, they did some, you know, blood work and hooked up to machines, and everything was all fine and good, and they really showed that they were concerned. Came and took x-rays and plugged her into this machine and that machine and all. And later on, and I say later on, I'd say she went in probably 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I went home about 8 o'clock that night. And anyway, nothing really happened to her that night, during the night, according to her, until 2 o'clock in the morning they came and they unhooked her from all the machines and they put her into a room. And next morning, the guy came in and they did one of them Dopplers where they put that stuff on you and listen to your arteries and make sure they're as clear as, you know, see how clear they are, not to make sure they're clear, but just to see how clear they are. And then he said, of course, he's not a doctor and he can't say much, but he said, sounds good to me. And, you know, kind of a positive note. He didn't say anything like, well, the doctor will talk to you about it or anything like that. Anyway, bottom line is what I'm getting to is she sat there, or she laid there all day until about 4:30 in the afternoon doing nothing. Nothing. No more tests since early that morning. So it is truly, truly my belief that they determined that there was not an emergency situation that they had to deal with. So at that time, they went into slow mode and started taking their time on additional tests while popping aspirins into her mouth at probably, what, $20 a piece, and giving her a lunch that probably cost $75 that we wouldn't pay $5 for if we was out on the streets. And I hope you understand where this is going. And where this is going is she checked in with a health insurance. That's right. She checked into the hospital with health insurance. And I firmly believe that they just abused that and just had the position, for lack of a better word, I'm looking for a different word, to just charge up. Just, you know, it wasn't like, let's find out what's the matter with her and let's go ahead and send her home. Like, hey, we got a girl here, had a problem. We found out it's not that serious, but let's just keep her here. We'll just drag it on and beat her and pop pills in her mouth, this, that, and the other, and boom, we'll throw the bill to an insurance company. Now, that's not right, but it is what greed brings. Greed for the hospitals. Hospitals aren't in the business of losing money. That's granted. But I wonder how much they pay for all of these consultants. I wonder if anybody's ever looked into that and find out how much hospitals pay for, how much fat a hospital has. And you wonder. I mean, you go out and buy a bottle of aspirin, and yet they charge as much for one aspirin as you could get a case of. So there again, it's greed, and it's we worry about our health care. The point I'm trying to make with all of this is we are really not ever going to turn the tide in this country until we start curbing the greed. And I don't know exactly how it's going to be done or if it's ever going to be done. But I'll tell you what, if it's not going to be done, the country will not survive as we know it. And in a matter of 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 years, there will be approximately 6 to 10 different businesses that will be nationwide. You will have maybe 1 or 2 banks nationwide. You will have 1 or 2 department stores nationwide. Good example of that is, look how strong Walmart is right now. Target. You will have big business and very, very little mom and pop. And the little mom and pops will be working their bottoms off just to survive. But the big businesses will be charging you restocking fees, and they will have return fees, and they will have all kinds of fees that they'll charge you while they're giving you a good deal. That's not true, people. Don't ever believe that they're doing something for you. Guarantee you, when Walmart decided to give $4 prescriptions, which I think is a great idea, they didn't do that just because they wanted to give you $4 prescriptions. They wanted you in that store. That's what their whole idea was, to go in that store. And they banked on more people going in that store, buying $4 prescriptions, and then shopping in Walmart. And it didn't make that much difference to the people that would go in and get the $4 prescriptions and leave. So it's always about the money. It's never about the way it used to be, and the way it used to be was customer service. We wanted your business, and we wanted to treat you the best we possibly could. And there's so many people out there that don't even remember that there was a saying at one time, as a customer is always right. Believe it or not, there was a saying at one time that the customer was always right. And I have to laugh when I say that, because I think right now people do believe, and we are treated like, the customer is always wrong. Anyway, that being said, it's 20 after the hour, and I think we're going to go to a little short break here. As I told you, I'm going to bring a glass of water so I don't cough in everybody's ear, so I'm going to take me a little drink of water, and I'll be right back.
Everyone likes vacations, and most people like tropical vacations, especially where they can visit theme parks. And that's why you need to get in touch with Florida Reservation Service at 866-400-3712. They have a special now for 5 days and 4 nights that includes 2 adult theme park passes, and this special offering is for less than the cost of 2 theme park passes alone. So call them now at 866-400-3712 and tell them you heard about the Bob and DeBerry special, and they will throw in 2 additional nights in Daytona Beach for no additional cost. But you need to call soon, as this is a limited special. Call Florida Reservation Service at 866-400-3712. Do it now.
All right, people, listen, let me tell you, you know, I was talking to you about before we went to the little break there. And by the way, do support Florida Reservations, Timeshare Always, and Astoria Lending Solutions, Financial Solutions. They do support me, and I appreciate that. And by the way, before I get off into this other topic here, I want to tell you, we do have a new property here. It's being listed. It's up in Wisconsin Dells. that's in Christmas Mountain. And if you could go on to our website, or not ours, not mine, but the website of timeshareallways.com, and look at the property under Wisconsin Dells. It's a blue-green property, or you could probably go to bluegreenproperty.com or something like that and see it under Wisconsin Dells. Anyway, this one is a featured property for this week. It's for sale. The sale price is negotiable. It's $15,000. It's in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Wisconsin Dells up in Christmas Mountain. And, of course, that's in Wisconsin. So please go look at it. Check it out. Tell you what, just the picture there that was on the website that I seen makes it feel like Christmas all year round. Anyway, back to the greed. You want to know why this country is bankrupt and about the greed again? Let me tell you about this. I keep hearing a beep in my ear. I don't know if it's me or... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I am Magali, and I'm calling from France.
From France?
And, yes, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay. And I would like to talk about home exchange tonight, because I have swapped myself my house in France for a house in Canada during 2 months. And I have launched my website, www.swapandtravel.com, because this home exchange has changed my life. This exchange enabled me and my family to immigrate in Quebec during 2 years. And home exchange is great for me because you can travel all around the world and save money. So, do you know home exchange?
No, I wouldn't, but I'll tell you what, if you could contact timesharesalways.com, they could probably help you out. Their number's on the website. I'm not really familiar with what it is exactly right now, but I'm sure they could help you. They have a United Kingdom number, and I think that's 208-0819-0770. It's funny that I remember that one, but I don't remember their local U.S. number. Was you able to get that number?
Yes, it's correct.
It's 208.
Oh, okay, I will call this number.
Okay.
No problem,
sorry.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm sorry. I apologize. Anyway, I am having a hard time hearing the young lady, and I do apologize. I think she had something very interesting to say, and I really wish I could have heard it. But anyway, I want to move right along to why the country is bankrupt here. The America is bankrupt. We're talking about the greed. And I want to tell you about some of this greed, and I want you all to have a pen and paper, or pencil and paper. I don't care, because what I'm going to tell you, I want you to verify it. I don't want you to just take my word for it. I told you all along. And when I tell you something, I either tell you something from my own personal experiences or from information that I have been given by other people. And I want you to, for sure, check it out and not just take my word for it. So, let's start here. The following are 14 reasons why this country is bankrupt. And I'm going to give you URLs to go in and read the rest of the story all by yourself. Okay? Reason number one, there's $11 billion to $22 billion is spent on welfare to illegal aliens each year by state governments. That's here in this country. That's going on right now. That has nothing to do with the stimulus package. And you can verify that at tinyurl.com/Z like in zebra, OB like in boy, 77. That's www.tinyurl.com /ZOB77. Number two, there is $2.2 billion a year is spent on food assistance programs such as food stamps, free lunches, all for illegal aliens. That's $2.2 billion a year on top of the $11 to $22 billion a year on welfare. That can be verified at www.cis.org/articles/2004/FISCALEXEC.html. And by the way, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post these on my website at bobindaberry.com, and you can post that under special links. And we'll go there. I'm not going to post them right now, but I will go in there to look and see to be able to tell you exactly where they will be, because I'm sure that you would like to read the rest of this. Anyway, there's a little tab up there that says special links, and I will post these up there within the next 24 hours. Number three. No, I just didn't. Okay, this is number three. This is also $2.5 billion a year spent on Medicaid for illegal aliens, and that can also be, you can also read about that at the same place I just gave you before, which is www.cis.org/articles/404/fiscalexec.html. I know I'm saying that kind of fast. If you want me to slow down, call in at 888-815-9756, and I'll read them to you again. I do believe it's worth reading. Number four, $12 billion a year is spent on primary and secondary school education for children here illegally that cannot speak a word of English. Let me say that one more time. There's an additional $12 billion a year is spent on primary and secondary education for children here illegally, and they cannot speak a word of English. Now, I know you're kind of probably wondering, well, what does this have to do with greed? It has, well, greed and excess is kind of one and the same, isn't it? I mean, we want a lot, that's greed, and we spend a lot, and that's excess. So it's kind of a lot. We want to do or we want. And either way, greed and excess to me is about one and the same, because if you didn't have the greed, you wouldn't have the excess. So that's my comparison. If I'm wrong, like I said, you're free to call me and discuss it with me at 888-815-9756. Number five, $17 billion a year is spent for education for American-born children of illegal aliens. Now, these are known as anchor babies. I've never even heard that term before, but they're known as anchor babies, and $17 billion of your money is spent every year for these children that are born to illegal aliens while they are here in this country. That can be verified at www.transcripts.cnn.com. Okay, that's www.transcripts.cnn.com. Number six, there's $3 million a day is spent to incarcerate illegal aliens. That means people come over here illegally, they get in trouble, get put in jail, and we spend $3 million a day to incarcerate them. Now, that one is, see, that's just excess, extreme, greed, stupidity, whatever you want to call it. If it costs $3 million a day to take it incarcerated, I wonder how much it costs to kick them out of the country. I guarantee it don't cost that much. Why we don't do that, I don't know. This is what we're dealing with, I guess. Number seven, 30% of all federal prison inmates are illegal aliens. Boy, that's scary. 30% of all federal prison inmates are illegal aliens. Now, that don't mean people that came from another planet. That means people came from another country and came into this country illegally. And there again, you can read that at www.transcripts.cnn.com. number 8 of the 14 reasons why this country is bankrupt. $90 billion a year is spent on illegal aliens for welfare and social services by the American taxpayer. Okay, I don't know. That's kind of a that kind of goes back to number 1, and I can understand that. Because number 1 was $11 billion to $22 billion spent on welfare to illegal aliens. Oh, by state government. Oh, I see the difference. Okay. Wow. But then again, of this $90 billion for illegal aliens from the federal government, does that go down to the state governments and then the state governments spend that money? So either way, it's a lot of money. Either way, it's a waste of money. Either way, it's got to be a better way. And whatever, we're not doing it. Instead, we're getting up here, we're giving big business more money. We're coddling them, but yet we're going to hold them accountable. And you want to see how that's going to work? Stay tuned. Number 9, $200 billion a year in suppressed American wages are caused by the illegal aliens. $200 billion a year is suppressed American wages are caused by the illegal aliens. Oh, okay. I understand. I had to read that again to make sure I understand what it was saying. In case you don't understand, well, that's in case you don't understand that one, that's because of them, our wages are suppressed because they will work cheaper than the citizens of this country because the citizens of this country have to pay such heavy taxes and have to abide by the rules. And the rules, by the way, are only set down for the people to abide by the rules. The only way anybody gets by in this country really is either be really rich or don't abide by the rules. Because the people who want to live the right, prosperous, legal, lawful way to live in this country is very hard for them to get by or succeed. And you can read all about that at www.premium.cnn.com. That's www.premium.cnn.com. The illegal aliens in the United States have a crime rate that's 2.5 times that of white non-illegal aliens or other American aliens or other Americans. So it's not just whites, it's all Americans. In particular, the children are going to make a huge additional crime problem in the U.S. There again, that report comes from www.transcripts.cnn.com transcripts. So I'm asking you people, please, to go in there and read it. I will post these different web addresses on my website, but I would ask for you to go in and read them. And let's make our voices heard. That's what I'm here for. I want you to call in and tell me your opinion. You sure have been listening to mine for the last few weeks, and I want you to call in and tell me yours at 888-815-9756. Okay, number 11. During the year of 2005, there were 4 to 10 million illegals across our southern borders, as many as 19,500 illegal aliens from the terrorist countries. Millions of pounds of drugs, cocaine, methadone, heroin, and marijuana crossing to the U.S. from the southern borders. That was a Homeland Security report that you can read at www.tinyurl.com. And you're just going to have to /T9SHT. That's www.tinyurl.com/T9SHT. These are the things that's wasting our money, people. It's not, and then our government comes walking in and tells us last night that they feel that we need to keep bleeding more and more and more money. And they keep saying that we can't let our children inherit this burden. Well, I don't see any way they're going to get around it. And what I like, even in today, it was heard on our local radio that our mayor said we really all got to learn to tighten up. And he drives around in an SUV. Now, right now, that SUV is probably not drinking as much gas as it was, or wasn't costing as much for the gas as it was last summer. But it doesn't, you know, still, I don't see him cutting back on anything, is the point I'm trying to make. Okay. Number 12, the National Policy Institute estimated the total cost of mass deportation would be between $206 and $230 billion, or an average cost of between $41 and $46 billion annually over a five-year period. I don't know. That might be a good thing. Anyway, you read more about that at www.nationalpolicyinstitute.org. That's www.nationalpolicyinstitute.org. Number 13, in 2006, illegal aliens sent home $45 billion of our money to its relatives in foreign countries. I don't know if there's... how did that happen? I need to read about that at www.rense.com. That's rense.com. I can't hardly go into a bank myself and open up a checking account without having to jump through more hoops and hurdles and about Homeland Security and this, that, and the other. And every time I want to send money any place, they want to know who it's going to and where it's going and why it's going and everything else. So I'm very, very, very surprised to read that statistic. So if you want to verify that, you can at www.rense.com. Now, that should bother you. All those things I just told you should bother you. The very last one, of course, is that there's more illegal immigrants that cause sex crimes than there are any other of the population of the United States. And that could probably be understandable. They come in here illegally. Why should they want to act legal when they get in here? So this is not, I know this sounds very, very, very much like it's targeted just at illegal aliens, which it's really, really not, but it is targeted at the excess and the waste that we in this country allow for things that we should not be allowing for. And now we've got our president coming on there and spending $751 billion one day, one president, $838 billion the next president, and who knows what is going to be next. But, I mean, you and I have to live within our means. You and I don't get to go to print money. In fact, if we went and printed money, we'd get arrested and get put in jail. But they go print money, and they go print money, and they give it to people, and they don't hold them accountable for it. Now, I grant you that President Obama did say last night that he was going to hold everybody accountable, all the people that got the banks, all that got to be accountable for the way they spent the money. But I'm going to tell you what, people. If they give the money to banks and the banks do not lower your interest rates on your credit cards, and if the banks do not lend you money to go out and buy a new car, and if the banks and these mortgage companies do not help you with mortgages that you have now and that you've been paying on, but maybe you're underwater with them because the housing market declined, and the banks are ready to the government is ready to step in and bail out the banks or to be there for them. They need to help us, because as long as they keep putting that money in their pocket, or as long as they take that money to buy other businesses to make their bottom line look better, we never are going to get anywhere. You know it. I know it. Let's take another break real quick for my favorite commercial, because I live here in sunny Central Florida.
One likes vacations, and most people like tropical vacations, especially where they can visit theme parks. And that's why you need to get in touch with Florida Reservation Service at 866-400-3712. They have a special now for 5 days and four nights that includes two adult theme park passes, and this special offering is for less than the cost of two theme park passes alone. So call them now at 866-400-3712 and tell them you heard about the Bob and DeBerry special, and they will throw in two additional nights in Daytona Beach for no additional cost. But you need to call soon, as this is a limited special. Call Florida Reservation Service at 866-400-3712. Do it now.
Hey, we're back, and we're getting into the last few minutes of the program. And by the way, because we've been talking about the president's speech last night and what he wants to do, and, you know, it all sounds really good as long as you can afford it. I can't afford it. You know, I know my son, I don't want my son to afford it. My son went to college, works real hard for a financial organization, Charles Schwab. I'm sure everybody's heard there. There's a little plug for Charles Schwab. I don't want him to have to pay for General Motors or Ford Motor Company or AIG or any of. And it's not that they don't make good products. It's that when they were making good products, I mean, they are making good products, and when they were making the money, they were throwing the money away on paying themselves big bonuses and big perks. And that's where the problem is. It's not that our car makers can't make a good product. Please don't misunderstand me, people. It's not that at all. And that's not why I'm saying that we shouldn't bail these people out, because we do make a good product. And the only way that I'm agreeing, anywhere close to agreeing to this bailout, would be is if they don't get to do that any longer. Because I think it was a real slap in the face for AIG to get all that money. Or better than that, let's go one better than that. Bank of America. What did it buy here just recently? It went and bought, I can't think of it. It bought a bank that was going down. But before the bank, right when they bought the bank, the bank that they bought gave all their executives these bonuses and everything, these big money bonuses. And then Bank of America went back to the federal government and got more money because they needed it, to keep this other bank afloat. Does anybody really realize that happens? Does anybody even listen to this stuff? Does anybody even care? Or we all just sit there and don't even tune in? We don't do nothing? Or we just go down the street and we think we can't do anything anymore? Well, as long as you think that way, you won't be able to do anything. And if you don't call in and talk to me, your voice is never going to be heard. And if I don't do this show every other Wednesday night, my voice is not going to be heard. And you know what? I can't live with myself if I don't do that. I might not make a difference, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm sure going to try. Anyway, let's set the record straight as to where we got here in the first place. Because I know that Democrats just love to tell it was all George Bush's fault. Well, I'm going to tell you the facts here. You probably already know them. But I'm going to tell them to you one more time, and then we're going to wrap it up for this evening. Under Bill Clinton, the entire federal government put passive pressure on banks to grant more mortgages to the poor and the minorities. Now, I heard President Obama say last night that the banks did risky lending, and that really bothered me because that was a lie. They only did what they were forced to do by the government. And it just so happened. And it just so happened that the government, the president at that time, happened to be Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton said on the Today Show one time here within the last 6 months, I saw, that had he known what was going to happen, he never would have pushed that bill through. To it was a bill called redlining, and redlining meant that banks wouldn't loan money into certain areas because the areas were just not it wasn't a good investment, because it goes back to when people used to loan money on property and not on credit scores and all that. And you loan money on a property, if the property was good, then, you know, you did what they called an assumable mortgage. And you had an assumable mortgage, which means that if you had a mortgage on a property over there and I wanted to buy it, as long as I could make the payments, I could go buy it. Because they didn't care, as long as you could make the payments, they had the property. It was of value, not the person. Well, then along comes, I guess, I don't know if it happened before when we stopped doing the assumable mortgages, in the 70s, I think it was. But anyway, Bill Clinton says, no, you can't redline. You can't say that area is not a good area to loan money into. You've got to loan money into every area there is. Well, the concept sounds good, but the logic turned out very bad. Anyway, just so you'll know, Clinton's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Andrew Cuomo, investigated Fannie Mae for racial discrimination, proposed that 50% of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's portfolio would be made up of loans to low and moderate income borrowers by the year 2001. Instead of looking at outdated criteria such as mortgage applicants' credit history and ability to make a down payment, banks were encouraged to consider non-traditional measures of credit worthiness. So such as having a good jump shot and having a missing child named Kaylee. What? I'm reading this, by the way. Such as having a good jump shot or having a missing child named Kaylee. I'm trying to digest and figure out what that means. I think there's a little tongue-in-cheek in there. I just don't get the humor in it because I think this is very serious. Anyway, threatening lawsuits, excuse me, Clinton's Federal Reserve demanded that banks treat welfare payments and unemployment benefits as valid income sources to qualify for a mortgage. Now, that's a fact, and that's a joke. Now, think about what I just said. Clinton's Federal Reserve demanded that banks treat welfare payments, that means people who don't have a job, they just get money from the government, and unemployment benefits, there again, don't have a job, get money from the state, be treated as valid sources to qualify for a mortgage. Got to think about that one a little bit, don't we? Is that not ridiculous? This was Bill Clinton. I'm just trying to tell you how we got to this. I know everybody blames George Bush, but just trying to tell you how we got to where we're at and where we might be headed with President Obama. Excuse me. In 1999, liberals were bragging about extending affirmative action to the financial sector. Los Angeles Times reporter Ryan Brownstein hailed the Clinton administration's affirmative action lending policies as one of the hidden success stories of the Clinton administration, saying that black and Latino homeowners has surged to the highest level ever recorded. Meanwhile, economists were screaming from the rooftops that the Democrats were forcing mortgage lenders to issue loans that would fail the moment the housing market slowed and deadbeat borrowers couldn't get out of their loans by selling their houses. A decade later, the housing bubble burst, and as predicted, food stamp-backed mortgages collapsed. Democrats set an affirmative action time bomb, and now it's going off. That is a fact. So, now you've heard what I have to say tonight. I brought you up to speed about how we get to this place. And in case you didn't know, that is absolutely a fact. And it really bothers me every time, especially last night. And I'm not against Obama. I mean, I'm going to give him a chance. It's just that when he starts saying things like banks made bad lending decisions, the banks were told to by the government. It's never the government's fault. Have you ever realized this, people? And this is what's scary to me right now today. The government is going to come in here, and the government's going to take care of this, and the government's going to take care of that, and everything is just going to be peaches and cream. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm 63 years old, boys and girls, and I'll tell you, the only time we've ever gotten in trouble in this country is when the government got involved. When we start losing our freedoms to people, a free country is a free country. A free country means I'm able to make the choice to do what I want to do as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. And, you know, I could get into this and go on down the street, but tonight's been about the greed and the administration. And some other night we'll get into about the government and the loss of freedoms. But believe you me, people, we are losing our freedoms. And anyway, I think it's going to be really close to time to close up the show. I want to tell you again, it's bobndberry.com. If you go there and you log in there and check out my website, look on it, you can hear a little bit, you know, find out a little bit more about me. Don't forget about the timeshare property we have up in Christmas Mountain, or not we, but Timeshare Roy's. Timeshare Roy's is, I'm trying to think of the phone number, I hate myself for not. Anyways, timeshareisalways.com. If you're on my bbsradio.com/thelategreatusa, you will see the sponsors, which is Timeshare Always. Click on that link. Florida Reservation Service, you can click on that link. Or Astoria Financial Solutions, click on that link, and that will take you to their web pages and also to their phone numbers. Anyway, Christmas Mountain, Wisconsin Dells, a beautiful, beautiful piece of property. It's available. It's, the price is negotiable, so give Timeshares Always a call. Ask for property number TA, that's Tom Apple, 61234. That's Tom Apple, 61234. And I guess we're getting really close to the end here, and as always, I'll give you one of my little musical sound bites here, huh, that you can't hardly hear half the time anyway, but it's always nice to hope you can and get you to try. And be sure to tune in 2 weeks from now, and we'll see if we can't talk about some freedoms at that time, you know, like the freedoms we used to have, like the freedoms we don't have anymore.